Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Five things you need to know as you wake up.
I don't know, Brie, I think they're being inspired by the mountain. The city of Cape Town announced that it will pay cash money and an incentive to businesses that feed their excess power back into the power grid, laying the basis for further load shedding reductions. The same will be extended to households generating their own energy later this year. In Cape Town, the rest of the province, or rather the rest of the country, will have to wait and see.
Also, as you wake up this morning, billionaire Bill Gates has just announced that he's investing in an Australian startup. It's called Ruminate. It is developing a seaweed-based feed, and what this feed is meant to do is reduce the methane emissions that cows produce. Mm. And if you know anything about global warming, they're saying the methane from the cows, massive issue. So basically, this is the methane will be reduced. This is what comes out through their burps and, well, their farts. Mm. So that's what Bill Gates is doing.
And then Joburg Super Kings left arm spinner Aaron Pangiso has been suspended from bowling in the Betway SA20. If you're wondering why he didn't play yesterday against the Durban Super Giants. So his bowling action has been found illegal.
Oh, what?
By the competition's independent bowling action panel.
How?
Yeah. It's basically the thing that Oak is throwing, bro. But yeah, it's not, bro. I don't know. It's weird. Half the spinners look like they throw anyway.
Oh, that's weird.
So chucking, not bowling. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Also, I'm not sure if this is happening because he needed the money, or maybe this is a bad or good business decision. It's up for you to decide. But Justin Bieber, he has just sold his share of the rights to his music, guys. I mean, I'm talking about bye-bye to all the royalties for songs like Baby and Sorry and the Peaches one. He sold them to Hypnosis Songs Capital for a reported $200 million.
Sure,
but that's
cash.
It. No more royalties. Not another cent.
So he doesn't own the songs. So that's okay. I got $200 million.
Yeah, 100%.
Better than a bag full of peaches.
Guys like this, guys. And
it's about time. South Africa's Advertising Regulatory Board, ARB, which bans specific adverts or sanctions advertisers who overstep their mark, right? They now have a specific section to deal with crypto assets. It says those selling Bitcoin and its fellow crypto tokens have to be very, very, very clear. In actual fact, crypto clear. And unambiguous about the risk of losing your money should you invest in such endeavor. So advertising or selling crypto will or could very much be a thing of the past. I don't mind you advertising. Could you just stay off Instagram and Facebook comments? That's it. Fine. Put up a billboard. I don't care. Yeah. Get off the gram.
Unless it's Russi.
Then it's fine.
Yes.
No, but he's got an ad. He's got that. Yeah. He's got the ad.
Yeah,
he's fine. The rest of you, just get out of my comments.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.